Did you know that something you see as trending on YouTube is very different from what people in other countries see? Check out a few tips on how to see the world through different eyes in just a few clicks. Feeling adventurous for some new video content? Get a VPN and connect to another country in one click. Open YouTube, get surprised with different videos. Watch what's trending or see the different search results you get for the same keywords. NordVPN has servers in 62 countries, so there are 62 different ways to watch your videos. Enhance your YouTube experience.
Hi everybody, this is Crypto Rich, working with you to get rich with crypto, filling our pockets with crypto profits. I have with me Mike England. He is the co-founder of Real Property Token. Real Property Token have been on the channel during the ICO, and they're back. We're going to find out what's been happening with them post ICO and all the developments and everything. Now, before I introduce Mike and before we talk about Real Property Token, I want to let you know that this is not financial advice. You should know that by now. You should do your own due diligence and don't invest any more than you can afford to lose. All I'm doing in this video and all my other videos is sharing with you what I'm discovering as I travel along on the blockchain. Now, please subscribe, hit the notification bell if you're new to my channel, and if you hold Real Property Token, which I do, then definitely subscribe and click the notification bell, because I will be covering them and continue to cover them as they build out their platform and the project. And comments and questions in the description below. It's mid-afternoon in the UK where I am, in a friend's back garden, and it's in the wee small hours in New Zealand where you are, Mike.
Indeed it is.
Thank you so much for being awake at this ungodly hour. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Not at all. And just what people don't know is that you and I have been in communication for a few months.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, because one of the things on the Telegram group for RPT, people have been concerned what's going on, not heard anything. And that's one of the things we're going to cover. So I do appreciate you coming on the channel. I got a list of questions from the community, from the Telegram group, and there may be others as we just discuss what's happening with the project.
Yes, indeed.
Could you start by saying a little bit about yourself and a little bit about RPT?
Yep. Well, yeah, basically I'm just a lover of property and a lover of crypto, and we just wanted a way to bring it together. So we developed RPT. Mm-hmm. We thought, let's put a platform that people can invest in property using crypto.
Okay.
It's a long-term project, we discovered, because there's a lot involved in it. But
Mike, do you mind if Mike? I'm going to interrupt you, right? Hopefully there are many, many people who are new to the channel, new to crypto, and they want to know a bit more about it, right? So,
okay.
I assume you've invested in properties, you've built properties, you're a property developer or owner in the past, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
And then with regards to crypto, how the platform works, my understanding is, people can dedicate where they want their tokens invested, and then they get a return on those properties as they're built, rented out, or sold. Is that right?
Exactly that.
Very good.
We don't want to control the property projects that go on the platform.
Yep.
We just get them there. I suppose the bit about it is we will control various aspects of it,
mm-hmm.
To ensure that good projects come up. But there's quite a few barriers all around.
Sure.
With regards to property investing right around the world.
Yes. Now, are these properties that you kind of build and develop yourself, or are they properties that have been built by other parties?
Well, going forward, it's going to be anywhere. But right now, we're looking at building a project right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're just in the process of due diligence. And that is a project that we're going to be putting out as our first project.
Right, okay.
And build the platform around that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and then you'll be selling that project, or you'll be renting it out, this particular one?
That's currently what we're doing our due diligence on. It's also about finding out what the crowd wants.
Right.
So we're going to be asking for pledges, for people to say, okay, well, look, here's the sort of project we're about to do.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to get involved? And find out, and then once they get involved, find out, okay, are these people wanting a rental return where maybe they can get a 10% return?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they just want to make, a 20% return on their money in 2 months' time.
Right, right, if it's flipped. Yeah. And then, okay, so talk us a little bit about how it works for an RPT holder.
Well, currently, RPT, we put the token out there, and we've got the RPT holders there.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're just, what we've had to do with, you know, with the way the market went since we launched, which basically really hurt us, and we had to hold on while that market was crashing.
Yes.
And now, so instead of us trying to work crypto in all that time,
yeah,
there's two parts of RPT. There's crypto and there's property.
Yeah.
So what we did is we worked on our property side of the affair. We built networks, we developed our relationships, and we formed partnerships. So right now we can build a house. In fact, we can do this sort of thing using crypto.
Right.
In reality. You know, you give me the crypto and we can build a house with that money, with that crypto, with that currency. And so we've got these relationships that we've been working on and building and developing outside of crypto. And so what we're doing is we can now work with them. Then we can work with our crypto side of it.
Yeah.
And then we can combine them. Because the one thing common with property and crypto is money.
Yes.
That's what, you know, the people that are playing with crypto to make, they're playing with crypto to make money.
Yes.
You know, they're not playing with RPTs to make RPTs. At the end of the day, they want to play with the crypto to make money.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what property people want to do and property developers. And whether that's through a rental return or a return on investment, however it is, everybody has their own particulars as to what they want to do.
Sure.
So that's what the platform is. Now, we don't know what everyone wants. So what we're going to do is put out a project
mm-hmm.
that we're currently doing the due diligence on, this particular section. And what it is, we can build one house, two houses, or three houses. And it's a subdivision process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we just build one house, we can turn it over in 3 months.
Right.
But if we build three houses, it's going to take 12 months, but we'll probably make more.
Right.
It depends on how much money people give, but also there's all sorts of equations. Now, it's very hard to work these out. So what we've got to do is put something out there.
Yeah.
And then we can find out where people want it to be.
Right.
So that's what we're about to do. We've got the project. We're underway. We can get the, we just want people to get on board as well.
Okay, and where is this project? In New Zealand?
This project in New Zealand, yep. So it's a low-cost home. The homes I can build are $100,000 cheaper than any other home in the marketplace.
How come?
And just through the technique, through the systems.
Right.
It's a new type of a system,
mm-hmm.
and it just minimises costs. There's no waste. You don't use timber. The panels just go up. We can build the home in 2 months and not 6 months. There's no painting. There's no plastering. Plumbing's very simple. Everything is, you know, the plumbing goes where it is, straight outside, straight to a drain.
Right.
It doesn't go in. You know, so we've just gotten rid of all the wasted costs that are in building.
Okay.
And that's allowed us to bring it. And it is a low-cost home. But that's fine because that's the market that's needed right now. And we can still make money with it.
Okay.
And there's a big demand in Christchurch. Christchurch had a few problems in the last sort of 8 years ago. It had a major earthquake.
Right.
Destroying probably 50,000 homes or 20,000 homes in Christchurch. Literally all needing to be rebuilt.
Wow.
And a lot of new homes are being built.
Yep.
But these are all more expensive homes, you know. So the low cost market has been missed out on.
Right. You know? And people are always going to need low cost homes. There's always going to be a need for low cost homes.
Say again, sorry?
I said there's always going to be a need for low cost homes.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. And So now we've got the ability to build these homes cheaper than anyone else in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about being able to build, you know, build and sell. Or you know, I've got people lined up that would build.
And you know, and with this project, so, how does the token work with this project?
So with this project is an outside project from the token itself.
Right.
Okay. As we have developed RPT, this is now going to be built from an outside company by myself, but some of the profit from this is going back into RPT,
okay,
which in turn is going to go back to the supporters that supported us in the token sale.
Right.
Okay. And this is how, and so, and this is about, so this is about giving back to our supporters. It's also about stimulating the token. It's also about, okay, it's about the token holders seeing that there's a return, because this is what RPT was for us. This is about the platform and making money through property investment.
Right.
We never talked about going to the moon. RPT was not a token that went, you know, we weren't there. We're in this for the long haul. That's what RPT is about.
Yes.
Property is a long game.
Yes.
It's not a short game. And we're into crypto. We want it to be here in the long term.
Yes.
We don't want to go tomorrow.
No.
You know, and it, you know, I want the market. So we didn't want it to drop from where it was.
Yeah.
You know, that market we were playing where it was at the peak. You know, and but we were playing up there, so we wanted it to stay there, of course. It dropped. But now that it's dropped, it got to a point, it stabilized. And now we've had this little boost. It seems to have stabilized again. So, hell, I mean, we don't know. Do we want it to go nuts again? You know, hell, yes, we do. You know, it's the crypto market. But we don't, certainly, you know, but the crash is just... is just as much. So anyway, that's the crypto side of it, with the property and the platform side of it. And okay. So it's about making money, but bringing crypto. So there's a way you can give us the crypto. Now at the moment, there's quite a few different cryptos that we can utilize. RPT is not one of them.
Right.
Simply because of, you know, when Ether dropped 90%, RPT dropped 90%. And it was struggling where, you know, it was playing at a low market anyway. So when it probably dropped 95% to 98% like every other alt coin. So we get that there is that. So we've got to get it back to a place that we can actually, you know, it can be worked. We get that. So yes, that is important. But the big thing is getting the projects going. For us, sorry, I've lost myself.
That's good. Well, just one thing, right, is that what gives a token value is that it has it has real use world case. That it has utility in the world, right?
And that's what we want. So yes, that's the goal of the RPT and the RPT is going to be the token.
Yep.
You buy into our projects that are on the platform.
And that'll take time to build because property, you know, takes time to build and develop and sell. And I was reading something today about Amazon, how long it took Amazon. 9 years before Amazon turned a profit. Now, hopefully with RPT, it's not going to take that long, right?
No.
Right?
Because what we're saying is, let's say we need $100,000 for a project.
Yep.
And we're going to call on, let's say, we're going to, and we don't know, and these things will change, and a lot will change. But this is the idea that we're working through is, you know, we will call out for 100,000 RPTs, saying that they're a dollar, and just saying they're a dollar each.
Right.
And the project will then say you're going to make 120,000.
Yeah.
And we'll give $120,000 back. And people then get their RPTs.
Right. So that will create demand for the RPT.
And then their RPTs might, on the market, they may say, well, because they got a good return on this project, the market might say, well, shit, that's worth rising.
Yep.
Lots of people buy in onto the RPTs. And then we take, and then they'll join a project because they say, well, hang about, the market's doing nothing, let's go into a property.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's the sort of cycle we're trying to get. Now, currently, RPTs are at their current value, and we will address that issue with our supporters.
Sure.
We will address that going forward. It's pointless addressing it right now.
No.
There's a bit of movement. We will address the value of the tokens and what people have.
Sure. So, and there's nothing behind it right now. And then the way I see it, your job, Mike, and the team's job is to build the project, because that's what's going to create demand for RPT. Otherwise, it's just empty demand, right? Look, what I want to do is if we could move on to a little bit more some of the questions and topics that people have put out, right? So I'll go through this. So we've had a brief outline of the project. We've had an idea of the status of the project. What have you and the team been up to these last few months?
Well, basically, you know, we have been out there. We've done networking, planning, strategizing, and then we've been doing that again. Because it's constantly changing. You know, it's dropped, it's halved. Holy shit, what do we do? It's halved again. Holy shit, what do we do?
Right.
You know, but then... And along the way, we've done a bit of consultancy work, a bit of project management work, and, you know, for ourselves, this is about, you know, we've got families ourselves. So, you know, we've got to support our families, and we've got, you know, bills to pay and mortgages, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, and but we've also formed partnerships, you know, aligned with builders, aligned with a housing company. So now that we've got this, you know, we've got this house that we're able to build cheaper than ever, you know, and get it the best product in the marketplace.
Very good.
You know, we had to release the team. You know, we've had to become a bare bones company sort of thing.
Right.
You know, it's Andrew and me that are doing this, but it's always been our dream.
Yeah.
You know, we just had everyone behind us because, well, you need it. You need a team behind you, we get that. But now we look at you and our supporters to be our team.
Right.
Which is what it, you know, which is what it's about, really. Property is property in a lot of ways is about funding and money.
Yep.
Crypto is that as well. That's why we've brought them together. So because of the crash in the market, you know, because that dropped, we thought property is the other side of the token that we've got to concentrate and focus on. So right. Now we built that. Now that there's a bit of activity, there's a bit of resurgence in the market, now we can start, you know, promoting the crypto side of it within the crypto world.
Very good. And now that Bitcoin is bottoming it out-ish, hopefully this is the very, very bottom. It might dip a little bit. Who knows, right? Fingers crossed. We got the halving coming. It's all looking good. Okay.
Yeah.
Then let me see the other questions. What have you and the team been up to these last few months? How has the bear market affected operations? You've said that. What needs to happen for token holders to see return on investment activity? I think you've addressed that. What steps will you take to keep token holders informed?
Yeah. Okay, look, we understand communication hasn't been the greatest.
Yeah.
But that's because, you know, we've been busy.
Yes.
You know, while it's been, you know, while RPT hasn't been doing what we wanted to do, we've had to be looking after ourselves as well.
Yeah.
You know, so we have been communicating. We have been putting out the odd one, not as much as people want. But there hasn't been a lot to be said. You know, I've been going to lots of different property things and doing all that sort of stuff, but it's hardly worth saying it. So, but going forward, you've seen that I've now got these projects underway.
Yes.
So I've put out a couple of articles.
Yes.
I've got some more stuff that I've been wanting to do now. And so now we understand there's a resurgence. We're going to dedicate more time to this.
Fabulous.
So, you know, because we know this is our income.
Yes.
Going forward, this is where we're going to make money.
Okay.
We're all going to make money in this deal.
Very good.
You know, that's what we're trying to do. And so now we can, because when it's been dropping, we haven't been able to make money.
Yes.
Now we can. so we can dedicate time to it. And that's what we will do, which allows us. And then we're also going to be bringing people on board to help us. That's part some of what we need to do as well. So, yeah.
Very good. Yep. Well, Mike, I'd like to suggest something, right, as a bare minimum. That you, there's the Medium articles and also the Telegram group that you post regular stuff and also Twitter. And I haven't said this to you before, but and I'll say why. If we consider RPT as a currency, it is a cryptocurrency. All cryptocurrencies, they only have value as long as a function of faith.
Yes.
As long as people have faith in the value of the dollar, right, and the US government's ability to pay off its debts, which is diminishing, I think, right, the dollar will have value. The dollar will have value, and the same even applies for gold. You know, if you have an ounce of gold and you don't think it has any value, you're welcome to give it to me because I have faith in gold, right? So I think the same thing applies. For RPT or Bitcoin or Ethereum. And so I think if you're in regular communication, even if you're saying stuff like, okay, this month, this is what we've done, like a monthly report on Medium, this is what we've done. I've been to these conferences. I've negotiated with this agency. I can't identify who they are right now because of an NDA. It just keeps people informed that there's something happening. Because otherwise what happens when there's no communication, they start thinking, oh my God, they've run off. You've run off with RPT.
No, we do understand that, although we've always put up our hand. Every time someone has asked, we put up our hand. Yes. No, we're still here.
Yes, you do. You have done that in the Telegram group.
And I'm always deleting the bloody spam that comes through, which is just impossible to. So you just got to deal with the spam.
Yes.
You know, I thank God it's gone from all the bloody naked women.
That's right.
Just join this group or join this bloody pumping group or whatever it is.
But as the market picks up, all that will come back again.
Indeed, yes. But being a bit more active will help. Will help remove that stuff because as soon as it comes up, it disappears.
Sure.
You know,
and I've got an idea about that, which I'll talk to you in a moment. Right, let me move this on.
Yes.
So you said what measures are you going to put in place to ensure we don't have a huge impact on RPT when the crypto market goes from bull run to bear run again?
Okay, yeah, I saw that. Look, we can't do anything about that. You know, the crypto market is aligned with, you know, to the price of Bitcoin, aligned to the price of Ethereum.
Yeah.
You know, when they crashed, every single token went with it and went even harder.
Yep, absolutely.
And that can happen again, as sure as it can.
Yep.
And we can't stop that. But, right, what we're wanting to do is offer up good projects, property projects. You know, that's what it's about, to make 10 or 20% on a property project every month.
Yep.
You know, I've got a system that we can make 10% every month, you know, with $100,000 sort of thing.
Okay.
You know.
Very good.
But that's where you're going to make money.
Yes.
And so if the market crashes, you'll make money in property.
Okay. Well, look, let me respond to that question as well from my perspective, my opinion, not yours, right? So we have the Bitcoin halving coming up. We have the Litecoin halving coming up pretty soon, and then the Bitcoin halving coming up. And when I've looked at the price charts, whenever there's a halving, a year before, the price of Bitcoin bottoms out and then it starts moving slowly sideways, consolidating, and then the halving happens. And then a year after the halving, it moons.
Okay.
And then it crashes, taking it. And all along the way, Bitcoin carries everything with it because it's over 50% of the entire market, right? But when it crashes, and the same could be said for Litecoin, when it dips, it doesn't go back to the range where it was at before. Right? So you know, Litecoin, after it's halved, it never goes back to the prices it was at before. Bitcoin is never ever going to go back to the prices it was before the 2016 halving. It's not going to happen, right? Because I would buy a whole load, right? And I'm sure you might as well, right? Many people would. It's not going to happen. So after the next halving, given that the supply is going to halve, that's coming online every 10 minutes, I think it highly unlikely, because the miners are going to have to sell the Bitcoins. They got less supply. They're going to have to charge more. And there's, and with more infrastructure, there's increased demand, right? So what I think is could happen, you know, provided RPT, you know, you keep making the right choices, building projects that have viability, and given your experience in property, it's all very likely, because it's not, you're not relying on me to build a property empire, right? Right? You've got a track record. That the RPT token will go up. But when the altcoins go up, they go up faster and further than Bitcoin does.
And then, after
the next crash, maybe a year after the halving, RPT will go down, but not to where it is right now, because it'll be at another price range. And also, by that time, in 2 years' time, it may have decoupled from Bitcoin and be tied to the property projects that are, that you guys are building. So it'll have,
it's
a little bit like gold and the dollar are independent of what happens with Bitcoin. So I think now, none of this is guaranteed. It's just it's me speculating on what's possible and how it could work out. And that's my answer to that question. Okay, very good. Very good. Let's see, what structures have been put in place to ensure RPT has value? Well, that's the property portfolio that you're building out. Are you going to be hedging when the cryptocurrency market is at its peak, so you can cover yourselves and holders in the future? Now, did you hedge this time?
No. Like,
you didn't? Any reason for that?
We did do a bit.
Right.
But with the market crashing, it wasn't the thing you could do.
And I know many projects didn't. Many projects didn't.
We literally did not have time.
Right.
We were at the peak of the market. We launched. The market dropped.
Right.
Every day in January, in February, in March, right the way through, 6 months before it even settled somewhat. And then bang, it went again.
Yes. Now.
Yeah. So, and so all we were doing was paying. We were paying out.
Right.
There wasn't much else we could do. We tried various things to, you know, that to try to do to save it, but the market, it didn't matter where you went.
Right.
As such.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I know.
And so going forward.
Yeah.
Again, we'll be following the exchanges. We have tokens that, but we have tokens and we'll be taking money and trading. We want to be trading our tokens.
Sure.
Because those tokens, we want everyone to be trading their tokens.
Yes.
Because that's what's going to stimulate the market. And so what we want to do is make the bloody money while you can.
Yes. Well, Mike, if I can just respond there as well. I've learned a lot in the bear market.
Yes.
Yeah, and I didn't hedge either. And I now wish I should have done. But I've been through a bull market now. I've been through a bear market now. So I'm ready and I'm going in informed. And come the next peak, then I will be hedging some of mine. And, you know, hopefully you and I will still be connected. Right. I'll let you know. We'll move some of it. I'll move some of mine into true USD and then buy back in again at the bottom.
Look, we tried, but when it was dropping, no one was selling.
No one wanted to buy. Yeah, no one wanted to buy RPT. I got it. Okay.
Oh, not even that. Any of the Bitcoin or the ETH that we had other crypto, you know, it was hard to offload.
Yeah.
When it was dropping like it was. So, but that's that. But going forward, it's, you know, our focus is the bloody platform. Sorry. Our focus is that platform. That's it. That's where we're going to focus on.
Yes.
And make good money on property and let the token, that will take care of the token.
Okay.
That will take care of the token. And then as we convert it and then convert it into the RPT, so those that have RPT can either trade it on the market or actually use it. And that's where all of a sudden they'll be using it on a property deal.
Right.
And then they'll be making money twofold.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, look, yep. Moving on. There's the next question is, communication is a huge part. Somebody's asking, like, can we have quarterly updates on profit loss?
We're not a corporation. We're a community of people.
Right.
That's what RPT is. And
okay.
So, as I said, we're going to be making more communication going forward. And that's really it, you know. Yeah. And so you'll be knowing. And we've always been straight up and open with everything we've done. You know, there's nothing hidden about us as such. We've been open. Any questions, we answer. So going forward, that's pretty much it. You know, we'll be straight up and a lot more communication, yes.
Okay, very good, very good. All right. And so you know, have you determined, like, you're going to be doing, say, one medium article a month or a quarterly review? Have you guys worked that out?
Not a dedicated time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there's a lot that we can put out now. And so that's what we'll be doing, just putting out a lot more information.
Okay, all right. And then
just a regular basis.
I've got some ideas about that, and we'll talk about that offline.
We can discuss it, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, right.
If people want to get involved, I'll have all the links in the description below, right? And they can do that, the Telegram group, the Twitter, follow you on that and stuff, right? Now, one of the questions that isn't asked, but I want to ask, because I think it's out there, is one is, how come RPT is not on CoinMarketCap, and when Binance or other exchange?
Right.
Now, I think, I'm not asking for myself. I think that's a question that people generally have.
Indeed. Right. So CoinMarketCap, that's not up to us. That's a trading thing. So that will happen.
Yeah.
You know, that will happen as we grow. Right. But that's up to completely different elements and not what we can control.
Sure. And just to make it clearer, what needs to happen with CoinMarketCap, so people who are watching know, is that there needs to be a certain level of volume with a particular token, and it usually requires it to be on at least two exchanges that CoinMarketCap recognizes and have a certain amount of volume, and then CoinMarketCap will list it. So it's really not up to RPT, to be clear about that.
And then
with regards to Binance, if I may answer that, and then you can add whatever you want to add, I think you should take all the money you've raised and use it to pay for the listing fees and then have nothing to develop with. I'm joking. My tongue is in my cheek. Okay, my tongue is in my cheek. People don't get how much it costs to list on the larger exchanges.
It is not even just the larger bloody exchanges again. Sorry.
Yes.
Even the small exchanges feel they can charge an absolute fortune.
Yes.
And it's actually just ridiculous. We are on an exchange.
Yep.
South Exchange, SOUTHX.
Yep. I've got it here up on the screen.
CHANGX.com.
Yep.
It is listed on the website.
Yes.
And so you can trade them, and it's very easy. It's a very easy exchange to sign up to. And it doesn't matter where we trade. We just need to trade them.
Yeah.
And you can trade off there. You can trade directly in US dollars and that sort. So it's, you know, so going forward, there's plenty of opportunity to trade. There are, we were on IDEX.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if we are still.
Right.
I had communication with them a while back. But because trading was down, they had a bit of an issue, I think. So we're still with South Exchange, and going forward, we will get onto other exchanges, no doubt.
Very good.
But we need to be trading first, and that's not up to us. That's up to you.
Yep. And then one thing I can see, I've just had a look, there are some coins, it's trading for one Satoshi. right? Which actually, it can't get any lower. It really can't get any lower, right? So some people may consider it's only uphill from here, especially since you haven't disappeared and here you are.
Yes. That's it. We are here. Look, we put a lot of money of our own from our own pockets into this project.
Yes.
You know, it's 3 years plus in the making.
Yeah.
You know, developing this sort of system, I've been looking at this for 20 years. You know, before crypto, Andrew and I would talk about the various different ways that, you know, you could change the system because it's wrought, you know, and that's sort of what we're trying to, and it's about making money.
Yep.
You know.
Yep, I got it.
Property.
Yep.
And crypto.
I just want to share something. I bought Verge when it was 7 Satoshis each. It cost me $30. I got quarter of a million Verge for $30, which I then later sold for a whole lot more. Right? Now, I'm not saying the same thing's going to happen with RPT, but as with Verge, there was development behind it. It was growing. Unlike, for example, Scott Coin. I bought Scott Coin. Yes. My wife is Scottish. She said, buy some Scott Coin. I bought thousands of Scott Coin, and now it's not in any exchanges.
Right. Yes.
So given that you're developing, given that you're here, given it can't go any lower, right?
No.
And actually that you've taken the time out to be available, that you're still in the Telegram group,
yes.
The project is still building, because you could have said, that's it, packing our bags, we're going, it's failed.
Yeah.
But you haven't done that, to your credit.
No. What we are saying is we are still a startup.
Yes.
We're still a startup. You know, we are in our infancy.
Yeah.
And now we've got to grow from here.
Very
you
good.
You know.
Very good.
And we built a lot of resources. And now we're pulling them all together. And now we're going to take it and we're going to grow from here.
Yes.
That's where we are.
Very good, very good. And I just want to link to this article to your Medium page about the project, A Housing Story, that people can go to and find out what's happening, what they're getting up to, and also to check into the Telegram group. Is there any last thing you want to say before we finish up?
No, well, I was going to say no, but yes, of course I have. hey, look, we are right on the cusp of this great journey. Mm-hmm. We really do feel it. With the resurgent market, we're putting it all together. We're going to be calling for people. So we need support from our supporters.
Right.
We need you to make noise. You know, we need, we need it to go out everywhere. We'll do what we can, but it is, you know, we've always said we're a small team,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we do need help to grow it, you need to get it out there, share, like a post, comment. They all help.
Yes.
And so if many people can do those sorts of things, and, you know, and what we do want to do is grow a great community of people that really want to work with crypto and property, you know. We've got some good systems. We've got some great ideas that don't take much for us to put together, apart from the time. And there's plenty of things that stop us. But growth will allow us to take off. So we're about to put a project out. You know, at least look at it. Spread the word. Jump on board if you want to. And, you know, and it's going to be exciting times ahead.
Fabulous, fabulous. And then also Mike and to a lesser extent your brother Andrew are in the Telegram group regularly and do respond.
Yes.
You're allowed for the time difference because New Zealand is very far away from everywhere else in the world. Right?
They
do respond, so you can reach out to them. Any comments and questions in the description below. So please do respond and spread the word about this. And for those of you that are watching, thank you so much. Subscribe, hit the notification bell. Mike, thank you so much. And between now and when I see you next, please keep filling your pockets with crypto profits. This is Crypto Rich and Crypto Mike signing out. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Mike.